We've got Jason DeRosso here from The Final Cut. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
One of the best American films of the year is how you're calling it, The Florida Project.
Yeah, it comes out this week ahead of the Boxing Day releases. And it's a beautiful film by a guy whose last film was shot on an iPhone. People might remember this. It was called Tangerine and it was set on Christmas Eve. It was about a couple of transgender sex workers roaming the streets of LA, a very sort of deliciously shambolic and warm-hearted film, as is this one, though he's ditched the iPhones and he's gotten back to more classical filmmaking techniques. He's shooting this on 35mm, lush 35mm widescreen, and which gives a kind of wonderful, very colourful, melodramatic feel, grand sort of feel to what is a film about hard scrabble conditions. This is a film about families who live in budget motels near the Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, just down the highway in the shadow of that resort. And as I mentioned, you know, I think it's just bustling with life and emotion. In particular, it's about the kids, and in particular, it's about one single mum and her young daughter and their interactions with the other residents of the motel, which is this beautiful sort of brightly purple sort of two-story strip motel on the highway, and their interactions with the caretaker, who's played by Willem Dafoe. I'll play you now just a clip from the film.
It's only second week of the summer and there's already been a dead fish in the pool.
We were doing an experiment. We were trying to get it back alive. That was my idea.
And water balloons thrown at tourists? You can't fuck with tourists.
They didn't tip us.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh my God, this is unacceptable. I failed as a mother, Mona. You've disgraced me.
Harley.
Yeah, Mom, you're disgraced.
And I'm going to talk to Ashley, by the way. When your friend puts you in charge of her kid, that kid becomes your responsibility. You ain't taking responsibility.
Yeah, it's a wonderful film. Sorry, I didn't say that. There should have been a language warning at the beginning of that clip, the F word there, but blink and you miss it, hopefully, if there were little ones in the car. But you get a sense there for that wonderful sort of human drama in this film, and some great performances there. Willem Dafoe is, you know, odds on to get Best Supporting Actor Oscar, I think, next year for this role. And there are some newcomers in the film as well.
So how do the newcomers and the experts, the greybeards, interact?
They're really well, I think. I mean, the mother, the single mother, who's very much this single mother on the edge, right, played by Bria Vignate, was discovered on Instagram by Sean Baker, the director. And she's wonderful in it. And we've got this vivacious six-year-old girl, Mooney, played by a child actor, Brooklyn Prince, who's absolutely stunning. I mean, this has the sort of colour and the structure of a melodrama. It has, though, the indie naturalism of the performances. And the meld is fantastic. Bring a box of tissues because it will make you weep. I was bawling by the last scene.
Wow.
But you know, wonderfully so. It's not a downer, this film. It's a wonderful film, a wonderful slice of humanity. It's called The Florida Project. I spoke to Sean Baker actually on the show as well. So head to the Final Cut website to see that, to find that interview. But yeah, I just think it's wonderful.
Sounds great. And quickly, I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But Boxing Day, Matt Damon in this new comedy, Downsizing. I know he's been in the news for other reasons.
He has. I bet you know, I'm sure he wishes he could downsize to almost nothing at the moment, given the reaction to those comments. But yeah, this is a film from Alexander Payne. It is about a satire in which Scandinavian scientists develop a technique for miniaturizing people, right? And this becomes the ultimate lifestyle choice. It's marketed as you're going to, you know, weigh less heavily on the environment, you know, but it becomes this thing whereby people go, wow, my life savings are going to stretch so much further if I'm 10 centimeters tall. And I live in this miniature world. And that's what Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig, who are sort of a stale married couple, elect to do. And so it starts off wonderfully. It's a great satire and then goes into this, I think, hideous white savior kind of complex of a film where Matt Damon ends up dating this other small woman from the underclass of the miniature world who happens to be a Vietnamese dissident. And that character, I think, is played very broadly for laughs by an American Vietnamese actress by the name of Hong Chau. She's great in it, but I just think the film is a bit tone deaf, becomes this kind of life lesson, moralistic thing and is not funny at all. So I would recommend avoiding Downsizing. And I hate to say it because I really was looking forward to this as one of my picks for Boxing Day, but I'd avoid it. I'll talk more about Boxing Day films next week.
Jason DeRosa, thank you very much indeed. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Host of The Final Cut on air tomorrow morning at 11:30.